I'm Gwen Burton, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Seated Isis holding Horus is a small bronze sculpture of the Egyptian goddess Isis cradling her son Horus in her lap and supporting him with her left arm. She lifts her right hand to her breast, preparing to nurse him. Her back is straight, her feet are planted firmly on the ground, and she looks straight ahead. Her gaze is forward and direct as she acknowledges the viewer and permits them to witness this tender moment. Both Isis and Horus are powerful gods in the Egyptian pantheon. Together, the two restored order to Egypt after the death of Horus's father, Osiris. Osiris was the ruler of Egypt before his brother, Seth, murdered him and took his throne. Isis then used her magic to resurrect her husband and create their son, Horus. The adult Horus avenged the death of his father by killing Seth. Osiris then became the ruler of the afterlife, and Horus became the new emperor of Egypt. Egyptian pharaohs believed themselves to be reincarnations of Horus, and Horus often appeared in art as a protector of the pharaoh. Images of Isis suckling Horus, like the one on view at the David Owsley Museum of Art, emphasize Horus's early life as a divine child who will one day restore order to ancient Egypt. We'd like to thank Ball State student Delilah Bell for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit besu.edu/DOMA.